Hi guys, welcome to Phone Arena. This is Basil and today I'll be taking you through a video review of the HTC Wildfire S. The Wildfire S is a successor to the hugely popular Wildfire, a handset that brought Android as well as HTC standard build quality to the masses. If we had one criticism of the handset, it was a screen. So HTC have brought us this model with a better screen and a host of other improvements across the board. Starting with design, we can see the screen size is the same at 3.2 inches. However, the resolution's improved, 320 by 480. This is really noticeable. Pixel density is great and everything looks really sharp. The LCD display's colors are really nice and vibrant and brightness is good. So outdoor viewing is pretty good overall. Below the screen are full capacitive buttons, while up top you've got a grill, which is trademarked to a lot of HTC handsets these days. To the right hand side there are no buttons at all, while to the left you've simply got the volume rocker and the micro USB port. Flip the phone up top and you can see a power button and a 3.5mm headphone jack, while on the back itself we've got the white version of the unit, it also comes in dark grey, and a 5MP camera along with a single LED flash and a loudspeaker. Overall, our white unit we felt looked a little bit cheap. However, we know the grey unit looks a bit more robust, and certainly the handset feels very sturdy in the hands. So, while the design gets an overall thumbs up, and the screen is a definite improvement, which we're really grateful for, we're not so hot on the white, though you might be. HTC Sense 2.1 runs on top of Android 2.3 to power everything along on the HTC Wildfire S. This is really similar to the Desirous, so check out our Desirous review for more in-depth look. However, superficially what we can show you now, you've got your standard HTC experience with some cool improvements such as a quick settings tab in your notifications bar and apps drawer which is staggered. As for your widgets, these are your standard, really high quality HTC fair bespoke for your phone, which is fantastic. There are two things we didn't love about this phone, and these are two quite big things unfortunately. The first is the processor. With a 600 MHz engine on board, it really does slow down when multitasking, and these smartphones are made to multitask. This is pretty unacceptable from a manufacturer like HTC, who makes such cool widgets that you really want to use, but just can't because if you use too many, it slows down the handset too much. So that's the first thing. So this is mainly for light to moderate users, definitely not power users. If you're looking for a handset which is really easy to type on as well, given the 3.2 inch screen, this isn't it. The keyboard on board in particular gave us some real problems. While on the one hand in portrait mode it's way too small, we'll naturally default to landscape mode, and then once we type our message and then press enter, what we'd always find ourselves doing instead of pressing enter is hitting the capacitive button to the right. Now it might seem like a little niggle and you might just have to be mindful of it, but this happened way too often for comfort. Alternate keyboards will help fix this, but HTC are normally very good at providing out-of-the-box solutions. Now we can get on to the good stuff, and we'll start with the camera. The Wildfire had a very mediocre camera, but the Wildfire S really does improve on that. You have the standard HTC camera interface, which is all well and good, nothing special, giving you access to some special effects and key changes. But what you also have is the actual output itself. Now this is much better. Taking a look at a macro shot, for example, we can really see detail levels are very good indeed, with nice contrast levels as well. Colors are a little bit undersaturated at times, however, for the most part do perform well, and it really is a huge improvement. With a single LED flash on board, it also is pretty good to use in all kinds of situations. As far as video goes, it doesn't fare quite as well with a 640 by 480 resolution recording. We can see from the capture that it's not the smoothest, so with a dodgy frame rate, we're not in love with the video recording on the HTC Wildfire S, and so it's best suited to the handset itself, not exporting. As far as video playback on the handset goes, given the improved screen resolution, it's actually pretty feasible despite the small size. So we'd say this is best suited for 20-minute episodes on the train, and maybe not feature films, but it's still usable. Using the handset as a music player is also a really feasible option. You've got your cool HTC widgets, which let you do everything with your music. Click the link through to the application itself. You can browse music in various means. But what it also has is a microSD card slot on board, so you can expand up to 32 gigabytes, which is great. The size of it's also really good, and with a 3.5mm headphone jack up top in the right place, it's usable as a music player. The other thing we really liked was the internet browsing. The internet's really nicely improved over its predecessor, as with an improved screen resolution, we can go around sites and we won't have to go zooming in very, very closely just to read a bit of text. Multi-touch works very well, and despite the 3.2-inch screen being small, it's still not too small to make it a really good experience. Sadly though, with the underpowered processor, it would be unrealistic to expect Flash video to play smoothly on board. As far as other connectivity options go, you have GPS, Wi-Fi, 3G, and Bluetooth as well. This makes a handset overall very well connected and the interface a very mixed bag, which we really want to like more, but can't get over the slow processor speed and, in addition to that, the pretty unusable keyboard. Since the original HTC Wildfire, times have changed. There are a host of cheap Android handsets on the market, some of which are actually pretty good. So the HTC Wildfire S, while it does offer some premium features such as a much better screen and really great HTC build quality, comes in at a little bit of a pricey price point considering the 600MHz processor on board. This means that we're less forgiving of the inevitable lag that we're going to find when we're multitasking various apps, for example. In turn, we can recommend the HTC Wildfire S, based on what we've said, the great build quality, and in addition, having Sense on board is really invaluable to a lot of people. However, if you're looking for an alternative, you might want to wait for the upcoming Sony Ericsson Xperia Mini line, or alternatively look at the Samsung Geo, which comes in at a lower price point. Thanks for watching Phone Arena. This has been our video review of the HTC Wildfire S. For more on this and other handsets, please check out phonearena.com.